Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. What is going on? Greenville, Spoitenburg, Anderson, Clemson, Greer, Malden, Simpsonville, Five Forks, all parts in between. We are just 2 days from the NFL draft. It is going to be great. We're going to be at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton in Greenville. Wherever you are, invite you to come out and hang with us. Offsides with yours truly and Lonzo will be rolling from 1 to 4 p.m. Then straight up with Sturge from 4 to 7 p.m. Then the draft at 8 p.m. That is going to be one hell of a lot of fun. If you haven't been to Hall of Fame Sports Grill, let me tell you. The food belies the fact that it's a sports grill. The food is outstanding. The drink specials are outstanding. And when I say the drink specials are outstanding, I mean the drink specials are outstanding. Now, Lonzo wouldn't know anything about this, and that's totally okay. But you know when you order a drink and it's like 95% fruity soda-y water and 5% the good stuff? I'm telling you, Hall of Fame does it just about the reverse of that. It's a great spot to be for the NFL draft. We're going to be there, our draft party. Can't wait to have you join us there as well. Jacked up and loaded show for you today. By the way, we've got Ross Tucker, former NFL player, now with SiriusXM. He's going to be joining us Thursday on the line for a draft conversation. I've also reached out to my former co-host. Who is that, Lonzo?
Supposedly Booger McFarland.
But Booger,
you know,
McFarland.
You know, I haven't heard him on this show. Maybe it happened while I was on vacation.
Excuse me. Booger McFarland came on this station on December 15th when I was doing an audition to come here. All right. And I spoke to Booger today, and he said that he would be in touch by text. Let me know the next few days when he may or may not be available.
I listened to the audition. I was going, oh, no.
Yeah, I imagine that you were.
Yeah.
I was thinking about what you were thinking during that. See, so this is proof. I'm showing you proof that Booger and I have communicated today. I did get a response. It was very brief, but we did get a response. So we're looking good there. Hopefully we'll bring Monday Night Football sideline analyst on the show with you here shortly. We've got our pet peeve matchups today. Number 9 and number 10. I'm going to do something I haven't done in the last few days. I'm going to let you know what the matchups are now, because we're going to be getting to those at 2:40 and 3:40. Today we go to the gross misconduct bracket, where the matchups are going to be not flushing versus sniffles. All right, that's the first matchup. And the second matchup, licking your fingers. You know when people eat, they lick their fingers? You look like you're deeply disturbed, Lonzo, but I've seen you do it, actually. Versus not washing your hands after the urinal. Okay, so we've got two pet peeve matchups today. As people during their lunch hour, we're now they're like, Mark, thanks for killing my appetite, man. I appreciate it. Look, I got to kill some appetites here. My stomach roll is rolling in the wrong direction, if you know what I mean. It's I've got like the Dunlap disease right now. My stomach Dunlaps over my belt line, and it's a real, real problem here. And we're today on the air at 2:50. Lonzo, we're going to see if I'm capable of doing a 60-second plank on the air, okay? Never before attempted, may not survive. We'll see if I can get it done at 2:50 today on the air. I'm going to give you my stopwatch, all right? And you can time me to see if I'm capable of doing, on hard tile, a 60-second plank, okay? What do you think, Lonzo? You feeling happy?
I think you're just going to take a one-minute nap. That's what I think you're going to do.
Probably. I think so. I mean, maybe. No, I'm going to do a legit plank here, man. I'm going to try. Whether I will succeed in a 60-second plank or not is anybody's guess. Have you done a plank before?
All I can say is I saw the when it was out, the big deal people were making. Not that big of a deal.
You saw the planking fad is what you're trying to say.
Okay. Here's the thing.
It's more than a fad, man. It's a really good core
building
exercise.
I am not rubbing it out. That's all I'm saying. You cramp up, I'm not rubbing it out.
Lonzo, I need you to rub it out. It's really important to me. So here's the backstory there, okay? Emphasis on backstory. My back, the last 48 hours, and those of you listening right now, I don't know if you've ever been there, but this aging thing sucks. I'm going to be 42 next month. It browns my bananas to the nth degree. My back, the last 48 hours, I've been moving mattresses, getting new mattresses, putting wood under the mattress, like doing all these things to set it all up. My lower back has completely locked up right now. Okay, I've got my range of motion is in the negatives right now. Okay, so my lower back, it feels like Iron Mike Tyson's fist back there right now. And I guarantee you, you know, you guys listening right now, you're like, yeah, I've been there.
So you're missing a perfect opportunity to have a masseuse in studio and on the air and get a free massage.
Sales, if you're listening, is there any way we could hook that up?
It's been done before, so don't act like it's something new. So sales,
could I get a massage on the air?
Yeah, you could do that.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not making that up. It's been done before.
Wait a minute, I can get a massage on the air. This is legal.
It's not a Robert Kraft kind of massage. No, it's a legitimate massage.
Okay, I would kill to get a massage on the air. I think the show would sound, I think the show would sound a lot like that if that was happening. But listen, we can hook it up. I've got a horrible back thing going on right now. My back is locked up something fierce. I've got a chiropractor appointment at 4:15 today. All right, so like the show's over. I can come back here later if you need me, Lonzo, but I'm jetting to a chiropractor appointment, and I'm in rough shape. So I spoke to them this morning, and they said, you need to do some core strengthening exercises, which will help the muscles in the lower back be able to keep those vertebrae together better, right? So they're like, do the plank. And I'm like, well, plank? Walk the plank? What do you mean, plank, right? And I said, Lonzo says, what is this planking fad of which you speak? So anyway, I thought we would try. I will try a 60-second plank here on the show today at 2:50. All right. If I die, ladies and gentlemen, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been great knowing you. But hopefully, we will make it. What do you think, Lonzo? We got a shot?
I can't wait to see this. So I just want to offer something else.
What are you offering?
If you want to strengthen your core and your back, you can give me piggyback rides during breaks.
You know, Lonzo, the idea is, and you've been trying to get me out of here ever since I arrived, but the idea is to be able to keep this professional thing going, okay? Not to break Mark's back completely in half, you know, trying to lug around the human proof that Bigfoot exists, all right?
I mean, I'm not discounting that I'm a member of the Yeti family.
You definitely are.
No, I'm not.
Harry and the
that.
Hendersons Part 2 was going to feature you. Did you realize
Sasquatch
that?
Sasquatch might possibly be my middle name. I don't know. It could be.
I mean, that's actually absolutely what it is. So my back doesn't need to be lugging your big butt around here, man. That definitely doesn't need to be happening. All right. So if you guys have any tips for lower back issues, if you've had back issues, I'm here to listen because I'm Mark Ryan. Admission is the first step toward recovery, and I'm hurting bad. Okay, Iron Mike Tyson's fist is in my lower back here, and I'm none too pleased about it. None too pleased, to say the least. 1-844-477-3776 is the number to join us on the show. You can get to us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air, and the text line is there for you at 71307. I want to open today by asking your opinion on something, if I could. All right. And I was speaking to my boss about this today. I said, you know, Mark, having just moved here from Houston, if I'm in Houston right now, I know what to talk about. right? I know what to talk about. The Rockets are in the playoffs. The Astros are trying to reclaim the World Series championship in Houston. The Texans are about to have their draft. I know that Carolina's probably the most popular team here, although I don't know what percentage of you list the Carolina Panthers as your favorite team. Is it 50%? Is it not 50%? And so, you know, my question to you is, once the NFL draft ends on Saturday, right? I think they do round one Thursday, two and three Friday, and then four through seven on Saturday. And then we're coming to the end of April, the beginning of May. What do you guys want of this show? Because we've got about 100 days here, or 3 months, 90 days, May, June, and July, where it's kind of a blank canvas. And I like, as a host, I like having a blank canvas. Other hosts, some hosts that I've worked with over the years, love to have to talk about this or that and love having to have the canvas filled up. And look, I love college football season as much as anybody, but you know during college football season, I'm going to be talking heavy college football. My question to you is, what do you guys want May, June, and July? Like, what do you want the show to be the next 3 months moving forward? Because as a host, I'm trying to give you what you want on a daily basis. Being new here, I don't fully know the answer to that. All right? So, you know, what do you want more of? Do you still want all college football stuff May, June, and July? Do you want some different things worked in? Like, what would make this show to you the most interesting show it could be for the months of May, June, and July moving forward? And I ask you that as one of you, as a Greenville resident who's loving it, just bought a Greenville painting of artwork yesterday, Lonzo. Love it. A huge addition to my little pad here. Absolutely love it here. But I want to, you know, as what we say, our show is like a party. We host the party and you're invited to the party. I want to host a kind of party that you guys want to come to over the next 3 months. And to do that, I need some input from you. Like, what do you want the show to be over the summer? What gets you tuned in over the summer? If you give me that information, I would greatly appreciate that. 1-844-477-3776. Oh, I see we have some medical advice coming in on the line already. Kevin joins us up first. Kevin, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides.
Hey, man. Great to be on your show. As for what we'd like in sports, I'd like to hear a little more F1 coverage, NASCAR coverage, IndyCar coverage, some more open wheel racing type stuff. That would be cool. And as for a bat remedy, I don't know if you got any 5-year-olds at home or any friends that's got a small kid. Lay on your belly, let that kid walk on your back.
Lonzo's getting a greedy look on his face. Lonzo, that's not happening.
And then,
okay.
And then get in a hot tub right away so the foot treatment settles in. And it'll do wonders.
Kevin, is there a hot tub at your place?
No, there's not. But
who do you know has a hot tub, Kevin?
My next door neighbor.
I'll be right over. I'll be right over there. What's their first name?
His name is Dave.
I'll tell Dave I'll be right there, okay? Lonzo's got the rest of the show today. I'll be right there. Get the hot tub ready for me. I got a nice sexy swimsuit, all right? I'll be right over there, all right?
Okay, we'll try to act like we're not picturing you in a swimsuit, but other than that, come right on over.
You got it. Kevin, so have a kid lay on me and then get right in the hot tub.
Walk
after
on
that.
You. That's walk a totally different thing.
Let the kid walk on your back.
Walk on my back.
Yeah, you lay on your stomach. Yeah, lay on okay. your stomach flat with okay. your arms out.
Yeah.
And just let that 5-year-old just trounce all over you. And it is one of the best back remedies.
Love it, Kevin. Love it. Lonzo, you're a big kid, but I'm not letting that happen, all right?
Hey, I have a hot tub, man.
No.
You know, I'll walk on your back and I'll throw you in the hot tub.
No,
because you won't be able to move afterwards.
There's something about that picture that really grosses the hell out of me, and I'm not about that. All right, let's check on the text line here. Mark, put an ice pack on your back for 15 minutes, then nothing for 15, then ice for 15. This will reduce. See, this is the kind of good information that I can use. Kevin and Greer, thank you. I was always told for lower back problems to strengthen your abs. Leg lifts, maybe. Planks. Roger, we're doing the plank live on the air. We're going to attempt the 60-second plank, 60 seconds to death for Mark Ryan is coming your way at 2:50 p.m. this afternoon. Will I survive? I'm pretty sure this is going to be the longest 60 seconds of my life, Lonzo. Longest in my life. But as is always the case, I can always count on you guys to give me good stuff, good advice, great advice. Listen to the advice I get from my own producer. You can carry me around the studio. See how that makes you feel. Jeez. Can always count on you, Lonzo.
You don't know that that's not a really good method that I learned
in my
years in football.
I think it's a terrible idea. Hey, by the way, did you hear this? 24/7 Sports has released their list. And I got to try to say this without laughing here. They've released their list of the 10 toughest places to play. And they're right. They would need about 10 additional places to play in order to be right on any of these on their list. That is to say, they're not really right at all. I take this list to task, and I do it next. You're listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo, does perfume work on you?
No, I prefer cologne.
You prefer, but I mean, does it work on your senses? You know, and over the course of your life, the wife, so on and so forth, she puts perfume on something. Does it work for you?
I have a very keen sense of smell, so
that's a big yes. So, it turns you on.
No, what I was going to say is no. It chokes me. I mean, I don't want body odor, but so if it's really strong perfume, which a lot of people tend to use, I can't.
Well, I just happen to be in receipt of a garment that came from the opposite sex that has perfume on it, and I'm wondering if smelling this will remove any and all back pain that I'm experiencing. I'm told that the senses can do a lot of magical things for you, Lonzo, and I was curious if. If this
Do you have said garment in your pocket?
No.
Okay.
I don't have said garment.
Go for it right now. Let's see what happens.
I don't have said garment in my pocket. I would debate whether or not I should bring that to work or not. But I'm wondering if the scent will help to kind of get the back moving in the right direction again. And I thought asking you if that works for you, you know, if that's been a turn on for you over the years, would help me get there.
This is getting a little creepy. I just want to point that out.
Just slightly, right? Just slightly creepy? All right. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you guys.
Is this going to be like this the entire show?
What's that?
Is this going to be like this the entire show?
Be like what?
Anyway.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what's wrong with you. Must be your coconut water.
I'm having some fun today, Lonzo. I mean, what's the matter with you? I'm just wondering... Can a nice scent of perfume, can scent work out the kinks for you? You know what I'm saying? It's an interesting question. And you're older than I am. You have greater life experience than I do. You know, does the scent of perfume get you? Does it work for you? You know, it's just, these are the kind of questions as you get to know your producer that you want to know.
Listen, when you ask me questions like that, don't lower your tone and go into that voice.
I gotta,
you're making me feel uneasy.
We gotta, I have
HR on speed dial.
Gotta drop a little Barry Manilow on you here, Lonzo. I mean, it's a very healthy thing to do. And
definitely not the person you should have went with there.
I still haven't gotten an answer from you on this, Lonzo, and I'm working on it.
The right kind of perfume will make anybody happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, timestamp this 1:27 in 11 seconds. Lonzo answered a personal question on Offsides with Mark Ryan. I've lived here for 100 days. I've been pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing to the point just short of Lonzo physically threatening violence against me. And at 1:27 in 11 seconds on April 23rd, 2019, Lonzo Reitzel has answered a personal question on this show. I'm so proud of you, Lonzo. I just want to let you know that, man. I am so incredibly proud of you.
See, here's why I don't answer personal questions for you, because my wife and many people where she works listen to this program.
Okay.
So if I say things a certain way, they're going to mess with her,
right?
Which ends up messing with me.
Do you want? Okay. So, okay. Messing with her in a fun way. Yes. But also, do you also understand in radio that the more of yourself and your life you bring into the show, the better your show will be?
I definitely understand that. Some management types don't get it. But yes, I definitely understand that. And I have no problem with sharing anything about me. But when we get into this sort of thing, this gets into the realm of me getting in trouble. I don't like being in trouble.
Nor do I want to get you in trouble. So, Lisa, listen, we love you. Offsides loves you. We're not trying to get Lonzo in any trouble over this way. And just very happy to learn that your perfume works. All right. And very, very happy to learn that here on the show today. I'm just glad to know I'm not the only one and that my back should be feeling better here in a jiffy. So
I cannot wait till you plank. I'm going to laugh the entire time.
I'm going to walk the plank on that plank. That's exactly what's going to happen here. All right. Should we get to some sports on this sports show? Or should we just continue this? I'm having a hell of a time talking about Lonzo being Harry and the Hendersons. I'm having a ton of fun over here, right? I really am. But I do think that we should get to some sports or else, you know, that little red light over here is going to start flashing if I don't start doing this sooner rather than later. But in any case, lots of fun stuff coming up between now and the end of the show. So I saw this list, 247sports.com. They come out with this list and they say they've released their 10 toughest places to play. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a total joke. Is a total joke. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1 their toughest places to play. All right. Number 10, Nebraska. Number 9, Ohio State. Stop smiling, Lonzo. Number 8 is Alabama. There's 7 places harder to play than Alabama. Really? Number 7, Michigan. Number 6, Michigan's harder to play than Ohio State, Lonzo. How do you feel about that? Number 6, Oregon.
It's a smell. It's really, it's
number
it's
6, Oregon. Number 5, Texas A&M. Number 4, Penn State. Number 3, LSU. Number 2, Georgia. And number 1, the most difficult place to play in 2019 is what, Lonzo? Where, Lonzo?
I'm not saying it.
Clemson. Clemson is the toughest place to play in the country? Total joke. It is not the toughest place to play in the country. It's not even close. I went there. It was having a barbecue with friends. There was nothing hostile about it. It was great. It was lively. It was passionate. It was beautiful. But you don't associate beauty with being scared for your life. That's what makes a place a tough place to play. You go play in the Orange Bowl in Miami, in the old Orange Bowl, that's a freaking tough place to play. Going to Death Valley is a walk in the park. You may not win the game, but it's a walk in the park, man. Beautiful campus, rolling hills, nice people, Southern hospitality. That's not a tough place to play.
See, here's the problem. You're judging this off of a spring game. You haven't been there during a regular season game. That's when you need to make your judgment. You go there when that place is full and you can't get out of there forever and all that kind of stuff. You might change your mind.
Okay, but does that make it a tough place to play? No, it doesn't make it a tough place to play. Look, I understand Clemson's has undergone this massive shift, and now they're the most talented team in the country, and they're extremely successful. But let's rein in the Tigers just a little bit here. There's no possible way that Death Valley, what is it, Memorial Stadium? Is that what it's called? There's no possible way that's the toughest place to play in all of college football. That's impossible, all right? Remember the video game NCAA Football 2015, EA Sports? It's in the game. Remember that video game? Always each year they ranked the most difficult places to play, and it was either Florida or LSU, and Florida and LSU rotated in that list. And you know why LSU's a tough place to play? Because when you're in the opposing band, as I was, and you roll into Baton Rouge, they shake your bus. They make you feel like they're going to tip the bus over. They moon you coming in. I got a cup of human fluid dumped on my head at a game at LSU. You want to know a tough place to play? That's a tough place to play. You know what else happened at LSU? They got Tim Tebow's number. They rang his phone thousands of times the week of the game at all hours of the night to prevent him from getting any sleep. That's a tough place to play. All right? LSU should be one. Florida should be one or two. LSU should be one or two. Clemson is not the most difficult place to play in the country. LSU is. Penn State is fourth on this list. Penn State is a good place to play. They do the wideout there. The 12th man at College Station, Texas A&M. The Autzen Zoo, Oregon again has that Clemson feel of friendliness to me. I'm not sure, what are they going to send ducks at you at Oregon? I mean, I'm scared of ducks now, right? There's no way that there's seven tougher places to play than Alabama. Okay, so what I want to know from 24/7 Sports, what's the criteria here? Is the criteria here you lose because the team is so good and that's why it's a tough place to play? Because if that's the case, yes, you're going to go to Clemson and you're going to lose. But the sheer beauty of the campus of Clemson University makes it not one of the toughest places to play in the country. It's beautiful there, man. I told you, it's like entering Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, man.
Are you trying to pick up some endorsements from Clemson? Because you are just kissing their butt so heavy,
listen,
man.
Listen, I don't think I'm going to pick up endorsements by saying they're not a tough place to play. Guess who's a tougher place to play than Clemson? Guess who? Williams-Brice freaking Stadium. Columbia, South Carolina. Much more difficult place to play than Clemson. Why? Because you might get your ass kicked there. Leads the nation in ejections, 3 years running. So if you're going to be proud of something having to do with going to attend a game at Columbia, South Carolina, be proud of the fact that that's a tougher place to play than Clemson. I've watched the games at Williams-Brice Stadium on SEC on CBS. The atmosphere there is 10 times more hostile than it is 10 times more hostile than it is at Death Valley in Clemson, South Carolina. I mean, Clemson, South Carolina is having a picnic with family. All right? Williams-Brice Stadium is, dear God, are we going to get out of here in one piece? I've seen those atmospheres. I've seen the numbers of ejections that take place at Williams-Brice Stadium. That's a tougher place to play than Clemson, South Carolina. And they're not even anywhere on this list. What's up with that? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN, 24/7 Sports, 10 toughest places to play. You got to be kidding me with this list, man. LSU is brutal. LSU, you're scared for your life. And South Carolina, you're probably going to get beat up. I mean, that's what the numbers tell me. Does that not make Williams-Brice Stadium significantly more difficult place to play than Clemson, South Carolina? Come on, 1-844-477-3776. What is this, Lonzo? Steve Spurrier joins us on the line. We're now getting characters on the show. Old ball coach, it is great to join you, old ball coach. Thank you so much. It's an honor to speak with you, sir.
Hey, how are you doing?
This doesn't sound like Spurrier at all.
Yeah, I got this pollen is affecting me a little bit. I'm a Gamecock fan. I went down there when Spurrier was coaching the Gamecocks, and we won the East that year. The year we went down to Florida Stadium called?
Florida Stadium, the Swamp, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium.
Griffin Stadium. Okay, you know your little cute gator that was outside. That you know, like a statue of a gator.
Yeah.
There was none of us. I'm gonna tell you what. We have this guy in about 4'10". His name's Josh. He climbs on the top of your gator because he said he wanted to give the gator something. And so he sits there, and he's on top of his gator. We're taking pictures. And I'll text you or send you the picture of Josh sitting up your gator. And nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. No one said anything.
Okay, but it's still a tough place to play, man. Just because we're going to allow you to live doesn't mean it's not a tough place to play.
No, I'm just saying, all 4'10" of me wasn't even an opposing senior, and he just climbed on there. I'll tell you, we had a blast. you know, you're going through, and then they're saying they're
Well, Steve, I'll tell you what. I hope you have a little bit less fun the next time you go to Gainesville. Okay. I want you to have a little less fun. I want it to be a little bit more pain, okay? Maybe a gator will give you a little bite on the backside there the next time you're down there. So we got to make it a little bit more hostile because for some reason we're not appearing on this damn list here. Ticks me off, man. Ticks me off. Really rottens my raspberries. Thanks for the call, Steve. Let's keep it rolling. And Mike joins us up next. Mike, this is crime against humanity, brother. Crime against humanity, Mike. That Clemson is listed as the toughest place to play in America, man. That is a downright picnic with your family, man. That's a Sunday afternoon service. I mean, come on, that's not tough to play.
I completely agree. When you read that list, the first thing I thought was no, LSU and Florida should be number one and two. I will admit I'm an LSU fan, but I know how hard it is for us to go every other year to Florida and play. That swamp is no joke. And I mean, we register earthquakes in Louisiana. I mean, that's
not only that, but you dump cups of fluid, human fluid, on Mark Ryan's head at LSU.
And that is a little embarrassing. That I apologize for.
Well, I think it's a point of pride for you.
Crawfish your way or something, Mark. I apologize.
Anything but crawfish, Mike. Anything but crawfish. Can we do brisket? Can we do brisket?
Some gumbo or
Gumbo is fantastic. I don't roll with the crawfish. You know, I don't like dismembering things.
Swamp is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh? I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been there two times for games, and it is nothing short of an expanse.
Mike, let's look at this list here.
And beautiful.
Let's look at this list here, 1 through 10. Who doesn't belong on this list? Clemson doesn't belong, right? Georgia, okay, what do you think? Yes or no? One word for each one here. Georgia, they belong, right? They're fine. Georgia's good.
Between the hedges, maybe not number two. But
yeah, not number two. LSU number three, absolutely. Penn State number four, fair. Texas A&M, College Station, the whole military vibe there. I can get behind that. Man, Oregon... Come on, man. Oregon, are you serious? Yeah. No, man, there's no way.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Michigan, the big house. What do you think?
Yes.
Alabama.
If anybody in the Big Ten belongs, they do.
Bryant-Denny Stadium in September, it's 94 degrees, and you're going to get swamped 73-2 in that game. There's no way there's seven places harder to play than that. The Ohio State University, the Horseshoe, tough place to play.
Well, I think the reason they play in the Horseshoe is because they can't win a bowl game.
Lonzo, how do you like them apples? And then Nebraska. I mean, this isn't Tom Osborne's Nebraska. This isn't 1995. People go into Nebraska and walk away winning every single time. That's not a tough place to play. Come on. Come on. All right, Mike, thanks so much for the phone call, buddy. Do appreciate that. We will take your calls on this. I'm deeply offended, frankly, by this number, top places to play. Deeply and highly offended by this list. I don't know if I'm going to recover. Up next, we can continue to take your calls on that. But one league needs to make a change, and they need to do it sooner rather than later. I'll give you the five W's on that. Next, it's Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's right here on ESPN Upstate. ESPN Upstate breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Seattle Seahawks defensive end, we talked about it yesterday, missed opportunity for the Carolina Panthers. I was all over this. They were not. Frank Clark traded to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Panthers needed help on the defensive line. They let the Chiefs swoop in. Lonzo's not sure what to make of this. He's a Chiefs fan, not sure whether to be happy or unhappy. It's a big haul. Here's what the Chiefs gave up. Their 2019 first-round pick, end of the first round. 2020 second-round pick, and a right to swap third-round pick. Or they do get to swap third-round picks this year. So you move down about 10 spots in the third round, big deal, right? And you have to give up your second round pick next year. Big haul. You're giving up a significant part here. But you're getting, at 25 years old, a player who had 13 sacks a year ago and who helps address one of the biggest weaknesses on Kansas City's defensive line, and that is getting to the opposing quarterback.
You know, here's the thing. Kansas City, their entire defense was the weakness last year. If they had a mediocre defense, they would have been in the Super Bowl.
The existence of defense in the game of football was their weakness last year. Look, when you're building a winning team, you want to do three things, right? You want to get the position right under center. Who's your quarterback, right? Get that position right. Then, number two, you want to protect that investment, right? As you would with any major investment that you would make in your life. Protect the investment. You protect the investment of your quarterback with your offensive line. The third thing you do when you're building a team is figure out how to attack the other team's prized possession, the other team's quarterback, right? Get your quarterback. Protect your quarterback. Get after the other team's quarterback. The Chiefs, look at what they've done last few years, right? Pat Mahomes, and now Frank Clark, one of the best young defensive ends in the game. And this falls at the heels of Russell Wilson. You know, what happens when you're no longer on that rookie deal, where you're making peanuts? What happens then? Well, you can't afford to keep the likes of Frank Clark on your team anymore. And you make him available to trade and so on and so forth. And the Chiefs lose a first-round pick, but they gain one of the best rush ends in the entire NFL. And folks, I'm here to tell you, you heard me say this in January, that I felt the Patriots were done. I was wrong. Okay? But if I felt they were that close to being done, and I do not feel they should have survived the Kansas City Chiefs game, they're not going to survive it this year. The Chiefs are going to be on a whole nother level, and it's going to be such a massive difference in dominance. I mean, consider what the Chiefs are doing and what the Patriots have lost already in Rob Gronkowski, right? And another year older for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Look, coaches hit a wall too. Coaches have a prime. Do you remember Florida State the last few years with Bobby Bowden fell off a cliff? Guy couldn't put in the work anymore. You know, couldn't do it anymore. By the way, Lonzo, what's the deal with Tyreek Hill? Like, I mean, boy, they've shuffled that under the rug, just like we haven't heard anything out of Clemson's Osterine lately.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I see. It's just like that. Clemson doesn't know what you're talking about with Osterine.
That's
either.
Old news. Could we just move on?
See what I'm saying? No, but there's domestic violence there. You know, that's got to be addressed.
I'm not making light of it, but I haven't heard or seen anything about it.
Right. Right. Well, hear no evil, see no evil. It's a time to address the evil. What's going to become of Tyreek Hill? What is their MO moving forward? We saw what it was with Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt, we saw the video of his domestic abuse. Kareem Hunt's off the team. Tyreek Hill, what should become of him? I kind of have a different and outside the box take on this, ladies and gentlemen, and it came to me as a teacher. The best player on our football team hit his girlfriend. And I said, he's going to be off the team, right? And I was brought into a meeting and I'm talking to our football coach and he said, Mark, here's what the research shows. If you kick a kid like that off the team, the long-term research, if you take away what he loves from him, then the long-term research isn't as favorable as if he's disciplined, but he's given a second chance, right? I'm in favor of when young people, and listen, in no way am I advocating violence against women, violence against anybody, okay? I'm not. But when a person in their early 20s snaps and makes a mistake, like raising their hand to somebody that they shouldn't, if you're going to take away for life what they love, the long-term outcome for that person is worse. It's just worse. Those are the facts, right? Tyreek Hill has already had his pleading of guilty. That already happened. He's already had his shot. If he is guilty of abuse again moving forward, I've got no patience for him. I've got no respect for him because he was given his second chance. And if these reports of him having abused his son are true, you better find another weapon because, no Kareem Hunt, no Tyreek Hill. The weapons are flying out of Kansas City really, really fast. And you can stick your head in the sand on it, Lonzo, but they're going to, you know, just like Clemson is going to have to address the Osterine, Kansas City is going to have to address this, and they're going to have to address it sooner than later. All right. Up next on the show, I need your help on something. There's something coming up that I need your help on, that I need your input on. And I'm going to ask you for that next. It's coming your way right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. It's ESPN Upstate. So there's this thing we're working on right now called the Star Awards. And Alonzo, if you would be so kind, please explain to our audience and me what the Star Awards actually are.
This is put on by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association.
Cool.
So that they can crown basically the best ofs in all genres of radio in the state of South Carolina.
Okay, so GMAC, whom I replaced here in the 1-4 slot here on ESPN Upstate, did he win it 2 years in a row?
3 years in a row.
He won it 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Now
you say he, but it's a we thing. We won it 3 years in a row.
Well, sorry about that. You're right. Completely. It's a host. It's a show award, right? It's a show.
Best,
it's not a person award. It's a show award.
Best sports show.
No, yeah. You're right about that. So, GMAC,
I'm just saying because my name was on it, you know. So
well,
that,
no,
that makes
but,
me
but
think
your, but
that,
your name
you know,
should be on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Your name should be on it. So that's absolutely fair. So this time slot won the best show 3 years in a row, and GMAC was a really, really well-liked guy. And because you know, Alonzo, I bring off-the-air conversations on the air, I will share with our audience that I don't know that they would allow a first-year host to win this thing, even if we do have the best show in the upstate, which we might. I love the show we're doing. I'll be honest with you. But I don't know if they would allow a first-year guy to win because you got to kind of pay your dues. So, and your assessment of that is?
When you're the best. It doesn't matter how long you've been here.
Okay, we'll see. I want to ask you guys this thing, though, with this question. Lonzo and I need to put together 5 minutes of our show, okay? 5 minutes of you know, our show to serve as a submission for the Star Awards, right? And if you're going to do anything, do it well, and we want to do the best job that we can here. And I want to ask you guys, what moments since we began the show, and here we are in episode number 63, what moments to you have been memorable on this show? Like when you think about if you like our show, or even if you don't, what moments have stood out to you? Have you been triggered by all the lessons on how to say Clemson the right way, right? Clemson, get out the P, no Z, right? How about any interviews that have stood out to you over the course of time here? How about NFL draft talk, the pet peeves bracket, the caller face-off where we had Michael and another caller debate about which school had the best tailgating scene? Any debate that I've had with Lonzo about how wrestling sucks, me thinking our female wrestling guest, I already forgot her name, was a ring girl and not actually a wrestler. All right. Lonzo, I was worried when that happened that she was going to hang up in the middle of the interview. All right. Sport or not a sport discussions, the go to Greenville segments where you guys told me about where to visit in the area. Right. We're the most interactive sports show up here. How about the story when Diesel's Rottweilers attacked me? Diesel's friends Rottweilers attacked me after the Super Bowl. Anything that comes to mind to you about being most memorable or the things that the times of this show that were your favorite times of the show, I'd love to hear them. Let us know. 1-844-477-3776 or on the text line at 71307. Up next on the show, it's a debate between two hot receivers in the NFL draft. It's Offsides.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.